The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Coach's Conversation. Before we talk to Matt Williams this morning, I have to mention, because Sean Middleton called us clowns on the radio last night, Smyrna Lady Bulldog Pancake Breakfast on the 27th of October, 7:30 to 11:30 at the school. And he's serving pancakes, I hear, so that'll be a sight to see in itself. And get out and support the Lady Bulldogs and their Pancake Breakfast Bulldog fans on the 27th of October. Sean Middleton serving pancakes. That's worth the price of admission.
$5. It'd be about like me serving pancakes. Sean's a good, good guy, doing a good job of that program. So hopefully everybody will come out and support that.
You've got quite the tight-knit family out there at Smyrna High School, and he and Lonnie do a great job. We've already kind of looked ahead to some basketball, and I know that season's about to get underway, but plenty of football to talk about. Last night, the Oakland Patriots defeated your Bulldogs, Coach, 38-13. Much closer game. It was 21-13 at one point, but one thing that you have to expect in 7AAA, and that's physical play, and you certainly got that last night in the game.
Well, we got that from Oakland. I don't know that we got it from us. That's what I was telling you before we came on. They physically, hats off to Oakland. That's all I can say. Their offensive line coach is going to have a fun time grading film this morning. They absolutely dominated us. They ran just isolation, old school isolation at us, and power, and we couldn't stop. And hats off to them. I know that's we've been able to do that in the past at Smyrna. It's always a good feeling, and I'm sure they feel good about that this morning. And we didn't have an answer for it. I thought we had we came out in the second half, I thought, and did a little bit better job stopping a run game. But first half, to be quite honest, it was ugly. And at times, it was watching film, it was a little bit embarrassing. I felt like sometimes we got out of the way, and that was disheartening at times. I thought we played better offensively at times last night, but defensively, we've got a lot of fixing to do.
Let's talk offensively first, then, because you did have several drives get into that red zone, though, and everything kind of tightened up on you a bit.
Yeah, it did, and I felt like we moved the ball well. But when you get in the red zone against a team that, quite frankly, is better than you are. I mean, Oakland's got a better football team than we do right now, and you've got to score touchdowns, and we didn't. And at the time, we settled for field goals. There was times probably in the past we would have went for some of those fourth downs or whatnot inside the red zone, but it was a momentum thing. We didn't want to lose momentum. We wanted to put points on the board, and so we had to settle field goals. And when you do that against a team that's a little bit better than you are, that generally doesn't work out too well.
Opening drive of the second half, you get first and goal from the 6. That's just one of those situations, that pops up, and you have to settle for a field goal.
Well, you do. We squandered a outstanding kickoff turn by Ladarius Summers. Fielded the ball, carried it down inside the 10. Didn't score. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we missed that field goal. I think came out of it with no points. And that is, that's something you can't do. You've got to take advantage of opportunities. That's something we haven't done a good job of, and that's the reason we're 1-7. To be quite frank.
One thing that did happen in the game last night, in a physical game, sometimes you have bumps and bruises and dings and dents. But I think you got more than your share of that last night.
Yeah, I mean they. I told our kids before the game that they were going to be out. I told them they were going to be out for blood. Last year, we beat them pretty good. And this year they did the same to us. But we had 5 or 6 injuries. I want to mention Curtis Jones. Very disappointed. He, team captain, number 29, defensive lineman, plays fullback for us, broke his arm last night. Last year against Oakland, he was playing at a high level and fractured his knee and was out for the remainder of the season in the playoffs. And same game, same opponent this year, breaks his arm. He was trying to block an extra point, came down funny, a guy landed on his arm, and luckily we went, I was at the hospital last night pretty late. Luckily it was a clean break of the radius and the arm, and so he won't need surgery, but he was devastated. He was more worried about them cutting his jersey off than he was about his arm, and my wife carried him to the hospital because his parents weren't at the game, and Said he just broke into tears when I started cutting his jersey off. So that's one of those things that makes you as a coach feel, you know, I know we're 1-7, and, you know, a lot of people look at that and say it's not a very good football team, but we still got kids that care a great deal, and this is a huge part of their life, and I just felt sorry for that kid. And we did. We had 4 or 5 other injuries. We're going to have to go in this morning and try to get on the board and figure out who we can put out there that can actually run and do some things against Ravenwood.
You know, that's a kid you've got to love and respect because – you know, despite the record, it's more than just that.
It
for
is.
Him.
Yeah, him. He's one of the hardest workers in the weight room. If you know Curtis, you've seen Curtis. Curtis is built like he's just chiseled. He's a really strong kid. Grades are outstanding. He's just a fine young man. My wife's got him in class, loves him to death. He's just a good kid. You hate to see kids like that. I mean, the football injuries are a part of football. You know, I don't think there's a team in the district that hasn't dealt with that or anywhere in the state that hasn't dealt with that. You just hate to see a kid work so hard and give so much effort. I watched film last night, and he fought and you know, tried to make plays, did everything he could, and just, you know, ended up getting injured. But you know, we do have some other kids. Matt Rodell, quarterback's got an ankle. We've got Elijah Potter had a rib injury, a pretty severe rib injury. We got Trenton Couch, who was starting to play well, injured his knee. We'll have an MRI on Monday, and I think there was a couple other injuries. But Oakland physically dominated us. That's the bottom line. Hats off to them. Coach McDaniel did a great job, and that's about all you can say this morning. They physically dominated the football game.
Matt Williams is our guest this morning, talking about Smyrna Bulldog football. I just keep going back to the fact of, you know, a young man who has such pride in his football team and all. The reason you coach football, and I'm just speculating here, is not only to win and lose football games, but it's to see young men who, despite adversity, despite what they're going to go through, are going to be productive citizens in our community. Yep. And that Curtis sounds like he's going to be one of those.
Oh, Curtis, no doubt. I hugged his neck last night. And I told him, I said, you know, if this is the worst thing that happens to you in life, you're going to have a good life.
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't see it that way right now. What he sees is my senior season's over with, and I can't be out there with my brothers playing. And, you know, he teared up. But one day he'll see that. But Curtis will be a guy who will have an impact on his community because he's such a good character kid. And you know, it matters to him. And you know, right now, to be quite frank, we've got to find more like him on our football team that it matters that much to them that they're willing to go out there and lay on the line. We've got other kids like that. We've got kids like Elijah Potter, I mentioned, you know, kid that's, you know, never played. He's never played at all until this senior year. He's been forced into action because he's the best one at that position. And he is a leader. It matters to him. And you know, he's another kid that's really fought and given everything he's had. Dustin Boone's another kid. You know, I can go on and on. We've only got 16 seniors. We started with 21 this year. We've got 16. And that sort of outlines some of our issues. I had to kick off 2 seniors this week for not coming to fall break practice. They laid out and sort of lied to me about where they were at. And that's disheartening. But we do have seniors. We've got 16 of them left that really care about the purple and gold and care about Smyrna and are going to fight for that.
Matt Rodell, your quarterback and kicker, had a good game last night, 14 of 22, about almost 130 yards. That's one of those injuries to a critical player because he's not only your quarterback but your kicker too.
He is. He, you know, I thought played well last night. He, you know, like I said, had about 130 yards and made some plays, you know, under duress last night. And, you know, that was the thing. We knew we had to take care of the football against Blackman. Obviously, he had did not have a very good game at all. Turned the ball over last night. I felt like he took care of the football, ran the offense, executed the offense, and I thought threw the ball well for the most part. Under, you know, the conditions weren't perfect. The field was very sloppy. The ball at times was wet. So I thought he did a good job. Also, Ladarius Summers, our tailback, ran for right at 100. I think the paper had him for 105. We had him for right at 100. But he really ran the football well last night, and I was proud of him for that.
Just a few others. Manny Woodard, 6 of 60, six catches for 60 yards. And Kennard, 3 catches, 23 yards, 2 for 23 yards for Whitaker. And had some pretty good numbers in terms of passing for Rodell, again, 127 yards.
Yeah, you know, Manny's a big kid. Manny was the kid that played for us as a freshman. You know, mom and dad got divorced, had to move to Springfield, and we just got him back, moved back in with dad. So Manny's given us a tall receiver that can catch football and did a great job last night.
Matt Williams, our guest this morning. Matt, attention now turns to the Ravenwood Raptors, and I guess we've seen Ravenwood a couple of times this year. Yeah. Saw him last year once as well. they were better in the first game against Siegel, but they played Siegel that we saw them. They were even better this year when we saw them against Oakland, which I guess you saw.
Yeah, I was there.
Versus last year. I mean, they're an improving football team.
Yeah, you know, I went to the game. My wife and I went to the Oakland Ravenwood game, obviously, to watch Oakland. I
didn't Date pay, night, huh?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that, she's a lucky lady, isn't she?
Date night with the football coach.
But I watched Oakland. Obviously, I wasn't paying much attention to Ravenwood, but obviously you can't help. You know, I noticed they're a better football team. Their record doesn't indicate it. We'll have our hands full right now. It doesn't matter who we play. It's going to be a challenge for us. But the quarterback's pretty savvy. I think they got a little number one, little skill guy they put in the slot, moved to running back that's very fast. And defensively, they get after you. You know, 87 defensive lineman jumped out. I watched about 5 minutes of film now, but he jumped out at me as an aggressive kid that really gets off blocks well. So we'll have our hands full. We've got to go in, and it's going to be a little bit of patchwork this week. We've got a lot of kids banged up, and we had five or six that might be out. So we were thin already, and we're going to be thinner. We just got to find a way to try to get a victory, and we need a victory bad. We finish up at home these last two games, and we got to try to get some momentum going in the off season, because it's going to be a critical off season with us, with so many guys, young guys playing. They've got to get better in the off season.
Not only get better, but where you get better is in the weight room, isn't it? In this
game, absolutely. Yeah, well, that's last night. I mean, their offensive line, like I keep saying this, I guess it's because I was just so disheartened by it. They physically, I mean, it would be like me lining up against my son right now. You know, that's what it looked like at times. And we've got to get bigger, stronger in a hurry. And it's not just, it's in the weight room. And I say this all the time. You look at our kids at times. When you see one of your kids at lunch eating a bag of Doritos, that bothers you. You know, we've got to have kids that are committed to going and eating properly, you know, putting some protein in their bodies, eating properly when they're at home, not just, eating one meal a day. And, it's weight room, it's nutrition, and, some of it's obviously genetics. I mean, some of that stuff is genetic, but we've got to have a good off season, not just in the weight room, but we've got to have a good off season, as far as putting good things in our body and doing the things we need to do to get bigger, faster, and stronger.
We got plenty of time to talk about that. Two more football games, and Ravenwood and the Raptors are next up. It is a home game for the Smyrna Bulldogs, and Coach, we wish you a healthy week. Practice sometimes, yeah. It's a little scary when you're thin too, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. And we're doing a lot of working on just blocking and tackling. We're doing a lot of circuit work on Mondays. That's what we're doing right now, is a tackle circuit mixed with a blocking circuit. And we have to be somewhat physical with this week. We may have to back off of it just a little bit, just to have enough to go into the game with. But we're going to get better. We're going to keep working. The coaches are going to work harder, not less. Just our record is 1-7. We are what our record is. I firmly believe that. No excuses. We've got to get better. And coaches are going to do everything in their power this weekend to make that happen.
Well, good luck against the Raptors Friday night. Coach, we'll see you next Saturday, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Matt Williams joining us this morning. Again, the Bulldogs taking on the Ravenwood Raptors at home next Friday.